The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.
Oh, hello. Thanks for clicking on me again. As the nation took their seats and got ready for the greatly anticipated Prince Andrew tell-all interview, no one expected that a humble Pizza Express branch would become the breakout star. The pizza chain's Woking branch in Surrey has been flooded with fake reviews after the Duke's alibi placed him at the restaurant on the day his accuser claims she was forced into having sex with him. During Andrew's grilling on BBC Newsnight on Saturday, he said he couldn't have had sex with Virginia Roberts on the alleged date because he'd taken his daughter Beatrice to the restaurant. Mrs. Roberts claims she was forced to have sex with the prince when she was 17, and she's one of 16 women who say they were abused by Jeffrey Epstein. She said she was trafficked by the disgraced financier and forced into sexual encounters with the Duke in London, New York, and on a private Caribbean island. The Duke claimed he had no recollection of ever meeting Mrs. Roberts, despite the pair being pictured together, which he suggested was doctored. He told BBC journalist Emily Maitlis, "On that particular day that we now understand is the date, which is the 10th of March, I was at home. I was with the children, and I'd taken Beatrice to a Pizza Express in Woking for a party at, I suppose, sort of 4 or 5 in the afternoon." He added, "Going to Pizza Express in Woking is an unusual thing for me to do, a very unusual thing for me to do. I've never been. I've only been to Woking a couple of times, and I remember it weirdly distinctly." What? Within minutes of the interview being aired, the branch was inundated with reviews, with one saying, "If you're in need of an alibi, this is the restaurant for you." Another said, "Pizza Express Woking is like no other Pizza Express. It's a memory which will never disappear once you visit the Woking branch. It's amazing the lasting effect a pizza can have on you." Another said, "The pizza is so good from this specific branch, it gives you the ability to not only remember what year you visited, but the exact year and month. Truly incredible." Mrs. Roberts said on the night in question, the prince was profusely sweating as they danced at London's Tramp nightclub. But the Duke said that wasn't possible, as he had a condition at the time, meaning he was unable to perspire. "I have a medical peculiar condition, which is that I don't sweat, or I didn't sweat at the time," he claimed. Google reviewers poked fun at the condition, with one saying he found it strange that a man next to him didn't break into a sweat despite eating a spicy pizza. The reviewer wrote, "Love this place. I had a cracking pizza here in 2001. I remember it was 2001 because it was very strange the guy next to me had an American hot pizza with extra chilies. Not a drop of sweat came off him. Very odd." Another joked, "Thoroughly enjoyed my American pizza on a balmy spring evening in 2001. Only negative was that the aircon was broken, and after a while it started to become very hot and stuffy. There only seemed to be one man there not breaking out into a sweat, which he claimed was because of an overdose of adrenaline. Overall, I had a fantastic meal, and I'd recommend it. Why go anywhere else, i.e. Tramps in London, when you could go here and be treated like royalty by the fantastic staff?" In what many papers are now calling the Prince's car crash interview, I'm not sure if it was a very good idea for him to do that. And in this era of social media, it just proves that even royalty can't get away without a bit of stick.
The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.